Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line as we take a look at the mess at the border, Arun Viswanath, cybersecurity expert here in Buffalo. As Arun, we're kind of wondering what's going on. We don't know for sure if there was a cyber attack or something else that hit the Canadian Border Services Agency's computer system that are causing these huge delays, but something happened to their computer system, and it really kind of highlights how reliant we are on some of these systems to just go through everyday life.
Hey, good morning, guys. You're right. I mean, you know, digital infrastructure tends to be invisible until it fails, right? And to the best of our knowledge, this wasn't really an attack, but it might as well have been, right? The outcomes are almost the same. I mean, if you remember in 2021, we had the Colonial Pipeline, we had a hack into a refinery system, and we had backups in gas stations for a few days. Prices went up. The outcomes here are very similar. So whether it's a hiccup in a computing system, a failure, or it's a large-scale attack, notice that the outcomes, because of our reliance on digital technology, is essentially the same.
It's more than just a service disruption when something like this happens. And whether it's an attack or not, you're losing financially, and you're also losing your reputation.
The impact of this is downstream and upstream. And this is a lack of foresight, right? We haven't prepared for any of these issues. This is what is coming up. And the more technology we put in, the more AI, the more of all of these things that we're putting into the system, the more we're getting into the space of what I like to call as a wisdom debt.
Now, when we're looking at something like this, and every time we talk with you or another cybersecurity expert, it's always about security. It's about blocking the hack from happening. Sure, that's important. But as we're more reliant on these systems, and as these hacks keep happening at a more and more frequent pace, should there be, and I'm wondering maybe in your experience, is there more of a focus on having a backup system that you can turn to?
Right. So one of the things we always want to do here is to build resiliency into systems, right? And often we think of resiliency as redundancy, right? Which is, hey, let's just create more backups. This is a bigger problem, right? This is about not just creating a backup, but of training people to kind of deal with these points of fragility. So it's a bigger issue. It's training people. It's building resilient workflows. It's planning for failures. So that means auditing the points of fragility. It's doing the drills necessary. I know, people, in various infrastructure areas do these kind of things. But you got to reinstate human backups in all of this. So this requires training. And, what you see over here is essentially just a lack of readiness, lack of resilience in the system.
So you should have a plan and take steps to secure your system as best as you can. But that plan, it includes going back to paperwork, right?
That's right. It includes going back to paperwork. It includes preparing everybody to understand what that impact is going to be downstream as well. So not just paperwork to kind of create efficiency in the process that shut down, but going downstream and upstream and fixing all the traffic that's going to start building up. It's the downstream supply chain issues. So it requires a kind of very focused effort where you do these kind of audits on a quarterly basis and you reinstate these processes into it, which actually we are starting to not do as often anymore because we're starting to believe that these systems are not going to fail.
We're seeing those downstream effects that you mentioned on streets all over Buffalo, Busty all Avenue, right. among them, all over the city, where there didn't seem to be that plan all in right. place to have traffic if there is a border slowdown like this. All these big trucks are built back right now. Is it different in your experience when it's a government system versus the private sector? Is one typically more prepared than the other?
Well, you know, in general, private sector companies today are ready because, you know, they know that the bad guys are targeting them. When it comes to the government, things seem to be a little slower, right? And of course, in this particular case, you know, we're talking about an international border. So this is a completely different issue. What's surprising here is by now, we know it's not a question of when it happens. Right. We also don't care why it happens, because the outcomes are the same, as you can see. It's a question of how long can we function without the systems in place. And that's a question I think every one of us should be answering, whether we're in the government or whether we're in the private sector. And the private sector seems to be quicker right now because every one of them is getting hacked.
Well, Arun, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Arun Viswanath, a cybersecurity expert.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.